We've seen a lot of restrictions and health concerns in recent weeks. Restrictions at the moment are getting to look quite severe. How hard is the situation for people who rely on public transport or just don't own a car?
So we're certainly cognizant of the fact that the restrictions that are out there at the moment have impacted the whole community severely. And certainly people rely on various transport measures, and that some of those options that we took for granted previously either severely interrupted, or for a lot of people just may not feel safe and comfortable in utilising them. So the restrictions are having a significant amount of impact on the way people are able to move around. And certainly from our perspective of PopCar, we want to ensure that for the essential trips and the essential services that need to be still maintained, that people have got a safe option to be able to access them.
What are the key concerns around transport measures that are currently in place?
It's the disruption for we're seeing that for a lot of our members, in the way that they, in a normal situation, were able to go ahead and live their life. And for a lot of people, of course, their lives have been severely interrupted and impacted. And but yet, there certainly are those essential services that and trips that need to be made. And we're certainly seeing with our service that that the duration of the trips has certainly decreased. That people are making shorter, more frequent trips, in essence.
So how are you trying to adapt to the kind of restrictions that, and ensuring that we all stay healthy with people using your service?
Of course, the health and well-being of our staff and our members is the number one priority. So in the context of everything that's gone on, we've made significant changes to how we maintain our vehicles. We have a team in all the areas that we operate in regularly attending on the cars, and that frequency has increased. We've got new procedures in place to really monitor the vehicles that get a high amount of use and make sure that our attendance on them is increased accordingly. And new practices, of course, when it comes to the cleaning and the sanitising of the cars upon those visits.
In terms of affordability, what about ensuring the service is affordable for people with little income at the moment who still have to make, as you say, these very short trips that they probably would have taken for granted before?
Yeah, really good question, Sean. We here, our vehicles are out amongst various communities. So PopCar operates by having vehicles out amongst the suburban streets for the most part in various suburbs. And so that's where our service is based. We within ourselves talk very much about being part of the community in which we operate. And now certainly it's time to make sure that we back that up with action and that we're available for those that are out there in the community with all the struggles that people are facing, of course, not just in the context of the restrictions, but also the financial stress, as you mentioned, that people are under. So what we've done for at least the next 2 months is we have reduced the cost of using our service. We want to make sure that we're available there for people to be able to make those essential trips and to try and relieve some of that financial stress and make it more affordable for people to be able to do, because it is important to us that we're there for the communities in which we operate.
Well, Anthony, best of luck keeping up with this one at the moment. Obviously, there's a lot of things for us to adjust to. I appreciate your time this morning.
No, thanks very much, John.